Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today are two very familiar faces to me, two of our amazing leadership team on our at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, and I know and love you, but let's tell the audience. So Charlotte Harrell and Sheena Easter, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So excited. So happy to have you guys. So today we're going to kind of dive into the meat and potatoes of Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. You know, outsiders, they don't know too much about us, except that we all really passionately love what we do. And we should, because it's a core value, right? Like we all love what we do. But that's not always the case with some lenders or banks. So let's kind of dive into it. So let's start, Charlotte, with you. What brought you to Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group? And what does your leadership journey kind of look like since you joined?
Yeah. So when I came way back when, I actually came for the marketing support. I had, was at a larger bank, and where I was, there was just literally, I'm creative and I like to get out there and do cool creative things. And that bank was not having it. I'd have to go up seven layers. So when I was out for looking for something, I knew that it was time to make a change. I wanted to be something a little bit more independent. And when I took a look at the company options that I had in front of me, Atlantic Bay just wowed me with how much support they give in marketing and how much they believe in just using that marketing platform to really not just grow our business, but our partners and, you know, really reaching out to our clients for the long haul, which I really, really enjoyed. So that was what brought me over.
I love it. I know. I mean, and I hear that all the time, is that just that marketing support and not having to go round robin or get something very generic. You know, you can get such good stuff from our marketing team, and we are very creative. And Charlotte, you are so creative because you have really revamped your Instagram and the TikToks, and you are reels heavy, and I'm obsessed with it because not everybody can put themselves out there, and you're doing such a good job. Go follow her if you're not. So yeah, I had to drop that in there. So Sheena, tell us a little bit about what kind of led you to Atlantic Bay and some of the stuff that you've really embraced over your time here.
So I was drawn to Atlantic Bay by the teamwork environment. It was evident that everyone works together for a common goal, which is a successful homeownership transaction for every client. I've been with Atlantic Bay about 6 years, a little over 6 years now, and it continues to impress me every day how we all work so hard to take care of our clients and our referral partners and each other. We get along so well. We support each other. We cheer each other on. It's a great culture, a great environment to be a part of.
It's funny you say that, because it's one thing to talk about it, but it's quite another to be about it. And what you see is truly what you get here with Atlantic Bay. And I, you know, when I sit down with mortgage bankers, some of them are like, and leaders too in our company, you know, they'll say, I'm still in this honeymoon phase. Like it just never goes away. So right? Tell us, I mean, Sheena, we can start with you on this one. What are some of your mortgage bankers saying when they come over? You know, it's almost like, we have so much, and we know mortgage bankers love shiny objects, but we truly like, we depict what we do. We're like, hey, this is what you need. And we're going to put you, what is that rule of thumb that everybody says here at Atlantic Bay? If it takes you 5 minutes to do it, call someone because
call
they
someone
will
else. Yeah. Money.
Right. Yeah. Right. So what are you hearing? What are mortgage bankers saying when they come on?
A great time for this question. So I actually had a mortgage banker reach out this morning. She's been with us for about 7 months now. Gave a shout out to her entire support team. She said it's been a very busy week and she feels so supported by all of us. She said she feels blessed, overjoyed. This is the best partnership she's ever had in this industry. And she's been in this industry a really long time. So 7 months, less than a year into it. And she is so thankful and appreciative. So it's amazing that people are seeing that. Most people are saying, hey, I wish I would have made the move sooner. The newer right. people are like, I should have done this much sooner.
Yeah. Charlotte, what are you hearing?
You know, similar. It's interesting because the thing that makes me the most proud and that I get very happy about, because, you know, we're out here recruiting and we're telling people how wonderful it is.
Right.
And it would be really, really bad if we did that and then people didn't have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So the best thing is 2-3 months in, so, you know, there's always that adjustment, learning what we do, how the process, how the systems work. And then I oftentimes get the, I have to do so much less here than I did before. Like, I'm still trying to grasp how much support I have just in the operational side from you know, just disclosures or whatever it is that they had to do at their prior life, is what we call it. And then they don't have to do it here. So it's just really cool to have that. But then the warm and fuzzy that I hear most often is everybody here truly just supports. I don't want to use the word support, but we truly love each other. I mean, honestly, and it goes all the way up the chain, and it's not as very flat. So they can call the head of underwriting if they needed to, and they feel that level of, hey, let's jump in there and see if we can fix it together. There's never that animosity here. I'm like, if you ever get animosity, something is off. Because that's right. Just not the way that we work here.
No.
So about everybody loves it. In about 2-3 months, I think, Shane, would you agree? About 2-3 months is when they're just like, wow. Okay, yeah, I really feel it.
Yeah. And it's a detox period too, to come out of a bad environment before.
Yes.
So it's, yeah, they have to detox. Like, wow, y'all really do that? Like, this is for real?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's so funny because people come out of where they were at and you see the combative nature that they have with underwriting or with processing, and they come out like this, and I'm like, right. Simmer, I promise you don't have to do that. And then they're like, oh yeah, that shoe's great. You know,
yeah.
You really helped me through that. So it's the natural, as they feel like they have to fight. You have to fight underwriting, or you have to fight processing, or you have to fight ops or compliance, whatever that is. And after, that's why I think it takes a month or two, because they have to realize, oh, I really don't have to come at it from that angle. They really do want to help me. It's just true.
Yeah. That's huge. I mean, and we kind of touched on it. We're all driving towards the goal of homeownership. Like, there's nobody that's going to say, put up a red flag just for no reason. Like, we're all pushing the same direction. And that's not always the case, right? Mm-hmm. You alluded to the detox part and what they're used to. And so talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing when you're out there recruiting from other companies, not specifically, but just in general. What are you hearing is some of the obstacles people are actually having to overcome, and what sets us apart from it? We can start with Charlie. You want to start with that one?
Sure. I can start with that. I've actually just had this come up just this week, and it seems to be their direct support is where I get the most pushback, I guess, where they're the most unhappy. When somebody is really unhappy with the direct support that they're getting at that time, that could be their sales leader, could be their direct manager, depending on what role they're in. But when they're, one, not appreciated, because at this time, I know everybody, we're all under stress, right? This is a stressful job. Whether we're doing a million loans a month, or we're like, we've got to work really hard to go get that one loan, right? There's always that stress. So they didn't feel appreciated. I hear that a lot. Or they just don't get back to them. They don't feel supported. There's like this middleman that's not really doing anything to help them, which is frustrating for them. They don't feel like they're on their side. I hear that a lot. So that is probably the top, is their direct line is just not being supportive. And then they don't have, and then a lot of times they're not allowed to go above that direct line, because there's this hierarchy in most companies, right? Where I came from, it was like that. Like, you can go maybe one or two levels up, but there's that level. You don't go further than that, right? So I feel like they feel like they're blocked because the people that they're reporting to are under their own stress. It's not that they're bad people. They're just under their own stress and doing their own thing. And so maybe the people that they are supposed to support aren't feeling that support.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, I mean, to someone who's feeling that right now, what would they get from Atlantic Bay, someone who's dealing and going through that?
Yeah, that's, I let them say the proof is in the pudding. So what I've done for the last two people that have told me that is, I'm like, whatever role they are in, I'm going to give them 20 names of people that are in that role that work at our company. I'm like, I can tell you how it is, right? I can tell you how the people that I lead are, how they feel, and how I support them, because we are inverted. You know, our loan officers and our sales team is the top of the chain. Everybody else is just there to support them. So I can tell them that, but a lot of people can say that. So I'm not going to tell you who to call. Here's my LinkedIn. Here's my Facebook. Call anybody on this list. Yes. And ask them what kind of support they get. And they do. It's too funny. And I'm like, listen, I don't care who you call on the team. Just call and ask them and ask that exact question. And then you get, that way they get the real answer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not the canned answer that we practice.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know. And I mean, it's, you got to, like you said, the proof is in the pudding. You got to hear it from somebody who's living it, breathing it every single day. And, you know, it's going to just, it's the same song and dance. We love what we do. We love our people and right. we're there tenfold over and over again for each of our folks. So Sheena, what are you hearing when people come over? You know, what is something that's like, oh my gosh, this is mind blowing support. What are they saying? Like, what is the best thing that you've heard from one of our mortgage bankers that just came over?
Yep. So ditto Charlotte. It's local leadership support. That's the biggest pain point that I hear from a lot of folks. Hey, my manager's 4 hours away. They're not doing boots on the ground, you know, in the markets, in the areas supporting those folks. They're not helping with guidelines knowledge or file structure. They're not really getting involved in the day-to-day operations of anything. So just having that, that support, that's our word of the day, support here. It's huge. I think that's what most people see when they see us. And you know, like you said, you gotta live it to really understand it. I can preach it out all day long, but until you get in here, you can't really see it for what all it truly is.
Yeah. I mean, we've been here for years now, you know, so we're still like, this is just the best job I've ever had. And I get to help people. And I get to help their business and their growth and their social media or whatever it is that they love to do. How can mm-hmm. we leverage those things? So there's so much, I mean, from marketing to BD, you know, business development, it's just, there's so much that we can give to them. What would you say? I mean, what I'm trying to think of, what would you say to just give someone advice that's feeling right now that they're not getting, they're in that role. What advice would you give to them that they're just like, I can't get an answer. My sales manager hasn't emailed me in months. We have a marketing team, but it takes forever to get anything done. Or I need business development help. I need some coaching. What piece of advice would you give to somebody who's eagerly needing that right now and needs to hear this episode?
Yep. So in my opinion, I was one of the folks who called the other mortgage bankers before I joined. You know, I wanted to know what their experiences had been, what their thoughts were, and they had nothing out of telling me whatever I wanted to hear. Like, they didn't get paid for that, right? So it was their true everyday experience. I called 3 or 4 mortgage bankers and they all said the same thing. You know, we have all the support in our day-to-day operations. We have the marketing support. It's just amazing the difference that it can be. So it is great to talk to some of those folks here who live that every day. And that would be my advice, is just to call some other people, get some other opinions and experiences, and don't just talk to one person. The more you talk to, the more people you talk to, the more you can understand how it is.
For sure. Charlotte, what would you say?
I'm going to give the advice that my coach, I'm a big believer in coaching, which is something we haven't even talked about, but my coach, I've always had some sort of a business coach. And when I was in that rut, right, she said, okay, I want you to get a pen and paper out. I want you to have 3 columns: working on your business, working on loans, or fixing things that you shouldn't have to be fixing. She mm-hmm. goes, I just want you to put how many minutes you're spending, and just for 2 days, document your time. And then look at that and say, is it really taking up that much of my time? And could I be growing my business? What cap am I putting on my business right now because I'm not willing to take a step out? So I'm not saying that everybody should take a step out. I think you really do need to analyze where you are right now. But if you're to the point where you are working too much on things, if you don't have that support, you're working on things that somebody else can absolutely do, and you're not out there being able to generate more business. This is a time that we need to be doing actions. We need to be out generating business. So you don't need to be doing any of this back-end stuff that somebody else on your support staff could be doing, so whether that be a manager or whether that be just a, you know, somebody in ops that could do it for you. So I am a big believer on taking a very good analysis and look at where your time is spent. And if that time is spent incorrectly, and you are literally, if you've got a ceiling that is below what your real ceiling is, because I don't think we have a ceiling, right? But if you're getting a ceiling from your ops and your support and whatever that looks like, come check us out. Come ask around, ask our people, because like Sheena said, you're going to get good, honest answers from those people that don't have any, they're not in the fight. They're not saying anything. They're just telling you how they truly feel.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what is something I'm not hitting on that you think that mortgage bankers should be hearing right now? And either of you can take this one.
I'll start. So I think we have to understand that amidst all the support that we have, we're not giving up other things to get that. We have the 3-to-1 support to sales ratio here, but we're not giving up competitive pricing and products and services. We don't have to lose a lot to be able to get that in return. So, you know, it's not one or the other. We're getting it all.
Wow. Powerful. Charlotte, do you want that one too?
Sure. I'm going to go a little different with this. I would just say that in a time where a lot of companies are living in a view of just times are tight, we got to buckle down, we're going to trim and trim and trim. Of course, every company has to trim. But the thing that I love about what we do is, instead of trimming where I feel like it, well, training, let's try to start with that. Like it's doing the sales ninja, doing right. events for our mortgage bankers to help them. Mm-hmm. This is a time that we need to bolster morale, right? We need to go mm-hmm. out there and just rah, rah, keep going. Cause we work really hard and maybe we don't see all those. We don't see the fruit that is coming from planting those seeds for a little bit. So the fact that this company supports, helps you, and really, instead of taking away those little extras, like the coaching that I mentioned, they truly believe that if we give really sound, good training and support to our people, then we're going to weather this storm. And when the business picks back up and we are starting to see the fruits of our labor, those trees are going to be plentiful.
Ah, such good stuff, Charlotte. I love it. Well, all right. You know, I'm going to ask it because you're on Lending Forward. So tell us how you are lending forward this year. Gina, we can start with you.
Well, I mean, my biggest thing is building morale and retention for my folks. I have to make sure that everybody is happy and satisfied and growing and thriving every day. So I'm continuing to make sure that we're doing all the efforts that we can, as a team, as a group, to make sure that we're just doing the right thing. And in turn, that gets passed down through the communities. Our clients feel that. They feel the happiness that we feel.
Yeah. I love it.
Right, I would Charlotte, say,
how are you learning forward?
How am I learning forward?
You've got a lot. I mean, y'all both do, but I'm like, I just love seeing what y'all are doing. And I think, Charlotte, how are you learning forward?
Yeah, well, you know it. So, so this year I sat down and I'm like, okay, how can I really support my team? What things can I do just myself in this environment? I don't produce anymore. So what can I go do? So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back through my personal book of business and make sure that I am not leaving anything there so that I can give it to my team. And then I was like, on social media, this is free, right? Social media is stinking free. Yep. So what can I do on social media that's going to help my team? How can I get business in from that? How can I grow my team and help my team through social media? And I've committed to it. My coach is on me to make sure I do it every single day. And so I just decided that my word is to be real. And that's, you know, R-E-A-L, but with that, there comes the R-E-E-Ls. And I'm just going, and I want to be my authentic self. Just like, how can I let my authentic self grow the team and help the team? And that's what I'm doing.
I love that. Oh, so good. Well, if you're a mortgage banker out there and you're thinking this can't be it, there's got to be something more out there for me, then listen to this episode. Call one of our mortgage bankers, call a processor, call anybody, call somebody in marketing, business development. We're going to tell you just how it is. You know, we inspire growth, we have fun, and we genuinely care. And honestly, I think these ladies that I'm with today and anybody else that you've listened to on this podcast, we are just here to help y'all grow. And I think that this team is just astounding. And I'm mind blown every single time I get to have these conversations. So thank you both for being on here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.